the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The epistle today addresses the whole issue of catering to, as it were, or submitting to the desires of the flesh. And that the essence of this is that the desires of the flesh war against the Spirit of God. And I think when we review teaching after teaching from the very beginning of creation forward, the issue that lies before us is whether we live according to the flesh or whether we live according to the Spirit of God. And it seems that this war between the Spirit of God, as it were, and the desires of the flesh. And that war is within us, and it reaches beyond our own lives into our society. And the reality is that it's a question of what we worship. Do we worship God, or do we worship our own created energies, which are fallen and subject to sin and self-degradation? And this is really, I think, the main issue. And so it is that we have been given this life to make this ultimate decision. What are we going to worship? Ourselves, our own feelings, our own desires, our own will, our own thoughts? Or are we going to die to ourselves and be born again in the presence of God and in his infinite love and compassion and worship him? Now, obviously, if we look at monastic life, we understand that, obviously, we have to eat. And we need to take care of ourselves and be healthy on the one hand. But we also understand, I think, that if we overeat and if we pander to the desires of the flesh, it brings about physical illness. There's no question about it. And if our pandering to the desires of the flesh, and it's not just in eating, it's in sensuality, it's in thoughts and all means of all kinds of impurities that we might think about, and we understand that these contemplating and pandering to all of these thoughts actually brings darkness. It brings darkness into our lives. And that darkness is a great weight, and that great weight holds us down, and it does not allow us to lift up our hearts and our minds to the glory of God. And so it is the Holy Church, in its infinite wisdom and love for all of us, appoints fasting, living a life as best we can, and according to the typikon, the monastic typikon, giving up meat and dairy products and so on. And so it is. Why? Because we have been given, as it were, this time, this great and holy Lent that lies before us, 40 days of fasting, and then essentially comes to 50 days as we approach a holy and glorious Pascha. And here we have this opportunity to lay aside the things of the world and to enter into and give ourselves to the things of God. Because when we keep an obedience that has been given to us by God, not only do we receive the physical benefits, but we receive the spiritual benefits. And so today, we thank God that he has guided us. We thank him that he has led us to this path of purification and cleansing, that we may lay aside the things of the world. And I know from my own experience of sinfulness that when we indulge the passions of the flesh, it overcomes us. And when we restrain them, it's much easier and much more fruitful to lift up the eyes of our soul to the things of God and behold his mercies and his glory. And so here we are on this at this very point. And today we also this is called Forgiveness Sunday, and at the end of this service we have a very short Vespers, and we ask one another for forgiveness. And the reason that forgiveness is so much a part of our pilgrimage is because we are tethered. We are tethered. It's as though we are tied down by those things, those wounds that we have. Most of which are probably self-inflicted wounds, but nevertheless, many wounds that we have due to circumstances in our life, perhaps in families and broken relationships, and perhaps even in adolescence and so on. Many, many things. We've participated in many things that harm our souls and even harm our bodies and darken our minds. And it's time, as it were, to let go of these things. And this is what forgiveness is about. That we need to let go. And I know I look into my own heart from time to time, as much as I can, and I can still see that there are certain people and certain circumstances that I look at and I remember the, in some cases, betrayal. I remember, hurts and injuries. And it's fascinating because we need to be released from this. We need to be released from the hurts of the past. We need to be released even from the hurts that we have caused, the wounds that we have caused to others. And what happens is that when we celebrate our forgiveness Vespers, the spirit and gift of repentance falls upon us. Trust me, I have seen the spirit of forgiveness and repentance fall upon the congregation. Now, do you see it, as it were, in physical images? No. But you see it in your conscience. You see it in your spiritual mind. You understand that we are not entering into this fast, separating ourselves, hopefully, from the things of the world, and also into this period of repentance and forgiveness and healing. We're not entering it on our own. We're not going by ourselves. We are part of a divine gift from God. And that divine gift falls upon all of those who want to change their lives. And changing your life, happens inside. We can try to change our actions and those things that we do. But the reality is we need to repent. That is to have this inner change deep within our souls. A change, as it were, of our minds and be released from the past of sin and the past of judgment and perhaps the past of those hurts, things that we remember. And when we remember them, you can feel the darkness of it. You can feel perhaps sometimes the anger. And I know this. We're all human beings, and we've all had many difficulties in our lives. And perhaps there are people who actually are so, as it were, it's so difficult for them to remember that we call it things are repressed, and you can't even remember. But I think spiritual life is a very beautiful thing because our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ is leading us to salvation. And leading us to salvation involves healing. The healing of our mind, the healing of our heart, the healing of our soul, and the healing of our body. Healing in the spiritual sense. Namely, setting it free from all of the sins of the past and all of the passions that lead us into sins, into anger and frustration and so on. And so here we have, we're not alone. We're not alone. The Spirit of God is with us. The Holy Spirit. God is everywhere present, and He fills all things. And He shines different lights upon us at different times. Some for insight, some for love, for true spiritual love. And now he is shining the light of repentance upon us so that we can enter into this relationship with our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, and so that we will have the strength and the guidance, and literally the guidance to discernment, that we can look into the past of our lives and in the present. Perhaps there are many of us have present things that are in the present that are binding us, protect, you know, perhaps who knows what they might be, but there are things that bind us, and so we can look, as it were, into our inner life, and we can bring it to the light of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. And this, of course, requires a gift, another gift, not just the gift of repentance, but the gift of humility. How can we achieve true humility? And we our whole worldly life is built on self-assertion and in our own decision-making, in our own will. And yet what we need is we need humility. And it's a very hard word to define. What is humility? And it's an amazing thing, because as you become aware of the presence of God in your life, and you reflect, there's not times I have them where you remember things. You might see something and it might remind you of a brother or a relative or a friend, and where there has been tremendous pain in a relationship. And you remember these things. And how do you let go? And only by the grace of God. We have to ask our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ to free us, to untie those things that tether us to the past. And it's difficult. However, it is possible. So, the possibility is that with the love of our Lord, and with the light of repentance on the one hand, and the divine gift of forgiveness, is we pray, we need to pray for forgiveness. Not forgiveness just of ourselves, but that we can forgive others, and that we can let go of the past. And I think I have, in a few instances, seen the results of this. Something very, very difficult happened, and you remember it, and your first thing is almost like anger. You know, my word, how did this happen? It was so unjust. And yet, beyond those initial feelings that we have, which are feelings of hurt and easily remembered, there's a person. It might be a brother. It might be a friend, a family member. There's a person. And that person is a child of God. And so all of these memories of hurt and so on are a barrier to us. And they stand in the way of our ability to really see the person. The person who was born in the image of God. And so, brothers and sisters in Christ our God, on this day, as we enter into the great and holy Lent and prepare for the resurrection of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. And I say that, I think, yes, we prepare for the resurrection of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, absolutely. But what we're really, really preparing for is that we participate in this resurrection, that we be raised up out of the darkness of our past and be united to the light of Christ and the future of eternal life in Him. And so, on this sacred day, let us ask God to give us the gift of forgiveness, to give us humility, and to give us the strength to enter into deep prayer. Let us abstain from, as it were, all those things that stimulate our senses, and those things that we know that, and of course, if you keep the tip of the fast, it helps you. It discerns those things that, as it were, stimulate our carnal nature. And so let us leave, as it were. Let us enter this journey and leave the things of the past and enter into the glorious future of the resurrection of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. May our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ be with all of you, and may He guide you, each and every one, according to your need, and according to your desire to be united to Him in the power of His love, which is so profoundly revealed in His resurrection. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.